Going live now because I gotta get through these. This guy sent me about 45,000 emails and he wants me to decide for him, which I cannot decide for anyone. I can merely point out the pros and cons, give my opinion. So it's up to him. And this person also tried to negotiate on price. So I'll explain this very clearly in case people didn't see the previous video. If you ask me a help me Obi-Wan Kenobi question, and in this case, it was more legitimate because he wanted me to go and research two different programs for him. I will charge for my time. That's how it works. And costs are not negotiable. They only go up. When I send a price quote, that is the lowest it can possibly be. It only goes up from there. So the background, and I don't want to identify this individual. That is from July. Here it is. I forgot to include a university in my previous email to compare. In a previous email, you mentioned option number one. We'll just say Oregon, their program, was better suited for folks like me who have their previous degrees. He has a degree in STEM. You put it above the University of Saskatchewan for this particular thing. I think if I had to go back through the email, was due to price or ranking more. Now that I remember, it was more tailored towards people who have an undergrad already and want to switch. Question: from these two university options below, which do you think are the best option in your opinion, based on your knowledge, experience, and research? I have no experience in those fields. I have no knowledge of these websites or these programs unless I look them up. And then my research, which I did, and I looked them up. But it has nothing to do with the ranking of these programs. And you're here. I'm just going to point out, you are so paralysis by analysis, you're not going to function in the real world. You're just not. So it's moot and academic which one you take, because you're not going to excel in any kind of career because you are trying to split hairs between a school that has an overall rank of 270th versus another school that has a rank of 202nd. You're in the right field. You're in the right degree. You're in the right programs. All right. No one's going to say, oh, well, that was ranked 270th and that was 202nd when you could have gone. No one's going to know unless it's MIT, Caltech, or an otherwise top 10 university when it comes to IT. No one cares after like 25th place. No one cares. Is it accredited? It is. There you go. But in your case, it won't matter because you are wasting my time and your money to pay someone else to research something, the choice of which ultimately doesn't matter in terms of rank. Now, for your individual fit, it's Oregon and Ottawa. Okay. The Oregon program, you can bang it out in 1.5 to 2 years. And this one, there's no internship program. Okay. 1.5 to 2 years. This other one is 4 years, one of which is a co-op, admittedly. And your question, do you think an in-person program and an extra 1.5 to 2 years would be worth it to do it for the internship aspect? So you want to go to school for an extra 1.5 to 2 years? How about this? You apply for an internship. And here's another thing. Okay. Here's another reason you're not going to succeed. Okay. Not only are you just, you're afraid, I think. I think you're a coward of going out and applying for jobs. I think you're afraid to actually put your resumes out there and go fucking work. You have an undergrad in a very legitimate undergrad, fine. Maybe it doesn't work out for you. Now you're going to go get an advanced 2-year certification on top of it. Fine. But now, this doesn't have an internship. Dude, when do you grow a fucking ball sack send out resumes, and go fucking work. And there's no better opportunity right now, at least in the United States, which in this particular program, you could offer to do this over the internet. It lends itself well to remote work. You could go and probably pick up a job now, or at least an internship or some fucking thing. But dude, do you honestly think that you're going to succeed in business or any kind of career if you're splitting hairs between 270th and 202? And you can't decide whether an internship that you could get, no doubt, if you spent full-time work for a month sending out resumes and crafting cover letters, you could get that in a month, but you're willing to spend another year and a half to 2 years just to get an internship? When we can't even get dipshits here in the United States to be waiters, waitresses, whatever else, let alone programming engineering types. So I would go with, once again, the Oregon program, because it's quicker and faster and it'll get you there. And as it is in the computer world, some education is required. Not a master's degree, some, and then it's work experience. And if you're not willing to work because you want to stay in academia, well, then become Noam Chomsky and park your lazy motherfucking socialist ass, not you, him, in academia for the rest of your life, so you never have to dirty your fingers with real person work. Nonstop Dre, a real man who's going to get his bachelor's degree. Let me guess, Dre, you're going to go fucking work. If not, you're already starting to apply for internships. Am I right, Dre? $2. What's the dumbest request you got, Mr. Celery? I can't remember. There's so many. I have a folder in my email for book. It's just called book. Because someday I will probably not, because I'll never get to it. In theory, I would like to write a book based on all the different and interesting and the weird asshole consulting requests I got. I don't know. I think the weirdest one was some weirdo wanted me to write about what it's like to float on a balloon or to be crushed behind a balloon. And then somebody says, oh yeah, that's a fetish. I'm like, that's pretty fucking stupid. But hey, he paid. What do I care? We're all whores and we're all Johns. It's just which side of the transaction you're on that moment in time. D Digital, new guy, $5. Ryan Stone should be listening. For the current Cappy acquirement fund. I tagged Ryan in that tweet because he was looking forward to my rant. He was looking forward to my rant. Tom asked $2. Is there a time when you're not pissed? Yeah, when people do what they're fucking supposed to do and what they say they're going to do. I was happy, I'm sure, sometime last year for a minute or two when things were going well. Like it's not that hard. I have such low expectations of society right now that if it isn't a fuck up, like if the day just goes average and there isn't a fuck up, I'm happy. It's like being relieved of pain. Maybe I'm not like getting a massage, but the constant fucking painassery of every fucking fuckwit out there. Just it's painful. It never goes away. Slow drivers, people talking on their phones in a restaurant. No, you can't go hiking there. There's a fire. There's a fire on the north side of Rapid City past couple days. When people and people, oh, that's never going to happen. Well, it better fucking happen. People do what they say. Otherwise, society is going to collapse. And when people stop, decide for me. Oh, okay. Well, here's it. And when I charge now $100+ for this decide for me, Obi-Wan, Cappy, you're my only hope. One, two, three is going to happen. I'm going to make a lot of money or I'm going to have a lot more free time. In which case, I can actually start working on projects I like. Dude, did you notice how there's some original videos I did? Not a lot. Not because something else fucked up and I had to go deal with it. All those phone calls, if you remember them. Dang, we can't figure it out ourselves. I guess you're going to die. I'll be happy when people do what they say they're gonna fucking do. That's it. You know, I'm even okay. Like I like a communist. I'm going to vote to take your money away. We'll do it then. Then I know you're a known quantity. I know not to be your friend or invest in you. I have nothing to do with you. Kind of shocked I haven't had a heart attack. Well, it's because of all the cardio and exercise I do. All right. More on the way. See you guys later. Toodles.